Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm waiting for the others to get here while while I'm just trying to get some information in place. Did you get through to Sanjay?
Yeah, I did. What happened?
It's not here. So, how have you been?
I've been okay so far. How are things with you?
I'm great, actually. My body feels amazing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sanjay is here already.
Good.
So Shane is going to be late, presumably absent. So let's just move on, guys. So for everyone that's listening, welcome back to another great week of our wonderful political awareness show. It's We Got Issues, where we talk about issues that is to us, of course. I'm the host this week. I am Robin, and I'll just pass over to the rest of the gang to just introduce themselves and drop them platforms.
Hey guys, I'm Shannon, and you already know my at signs and everything. Just go follow and all that stuff.
Hey, I'm Sandra. Good night.
Did you hear Sanjay? Because I didn't.
I said good night.
Yeah, I think you said good night. Yeah. You're not
So
hearing?
sweet. No, I'm not hearing him.
Sanjay, can you speak up?
Yeah, hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So just want to remind everybody who's listening, if this is the first time, go ahead and just subscribe to our channel. You can either favorite my podcast channel, Journey with Roman, to get through our podcast, or you can go ahead and favorite Shannon's channel, We Got Issues, the official page, to get access to our channel. Please like, share, as well as subscribe. All right. So we're just gonna jump right into this. So first on the rumor report. So we have Danley. Yes, guys. I know you're probably tired of us talking about Danley, but it's the gift that keeps on giving. And it's definitely something that we can have a broader conversation about because, I mean, yo, so she basically admitted that, dating the baby was a mistake, and she has admitted it, and she's gonna take some time to grow and learn from her mistake, and she's imploring everybody else, guys, to allow her to face the consequences from her mistakes and learn from it. What is your opinion on this? But by the way, before you guys give me your opinions for the persons who may be listening, just a backstory. So Danley, right, is the bitch that has the song Yellow Bone, right? That was allegedly directed towards the baby's ex baby mother at the time. Now, Danley had the song talking about Yellow Bone is what he wants. Yeah, the bone is what he's going to get. And the backlash was insurmountable because, I mean, here we have a light-skinned Dominican Republic girl talking about, oh, she's a yellow bone. So, of course, she got the backlash to the point where the baby ended up dumping her. for the same baby mama in which the song was allegedly directed to. It's a whole drama. So, with that being said, she's now admitted to the error of her ways, and she wants to, you know, grow and learn from it, and she wants us to forgive her and allow her to be that person, to be a better person. So I want to hear your opinions now that we have that backstory out of the way. Who wants to take
my opinion? My opinion stays the same from the last time when I said she was a yamin. So because she's certified yamin, no one should realize what she do. Guys, I know I was a yamin, so but can you please forgive me though for being a yamin? No, you plant the seed, you reap whatever you get from it. You the yamin still is a yamin, still will ever be a yamin. Why would you think he would leave his mama for you? Why people still doing that in 2021, thinking that a girl's gonna leave someone for them?
Robin's here, sending the link.
So you're saying, right? That, yes?
Shane is here, send him the link.
Okay. I send him it, or I send him the link before. All right, so basically you are saying, right? That she's already established herself to be a yam head, and that I'm going to stick with her for the rest of her life. That you are saying?
No, it's just stick with her for the rest of her life, but you do something for your man. Never you see a man coming in a man's life and never be a man as them, or vice versa, and Sanjay. Try to think you can take over.
Sanjay.
You're not going nowhere.
Can you go to a location where there isn't so much echoing?
When you sound like you're in your bathroom or something, which is not a bad thing, but you're on speaker, so you have to bring the phone closer to you.
I'm not on speaker. So, I sound like I'm on speaker.
Yeah, you sound much better now. So what were you saying?
I was saying, like, why would you think a guy would ever leave or a female ever leave their not leave, but disrespecting someone's baby mama or someone's baby father won't take you far. Like, most people don't stand for that. Why did she think this making a song from there and now she want to be like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't care, bitch. You're a yamed. Stick with that. go donate your time to feeding the homeless or something. Go. You help your time. Go do use your time to go help the sport. Mm-hmm. I'm not here for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank you, Shane, bitch, for joining. So
how was your attitude for me tonight?
Okay. One can reference me, you know. Is there something women are like?
You see, I'm not gonna let a salty bitch who loves to go for the juggler to try to bring me down.
Robin, can we continue instead of leaping over into that right now? Do you want to hear my thoughts on all of this?
No, actually, I want to hear Shane's thoughts. So Shane came here late.
Oh, so explain it to Shane and let him go.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is this so about the stupid girl with all about yellow bone again?
Yes.
Yes.
See?
I mean, okay, I wouldn't say stupid, because stupid is a very ugly word. She's just an ignorant idiot.
She's just a what?
She's just
ignorant idiot.
Ignorant. So my question for you is, do you think that the cancel culture should apply to her? Do you think that she should be remained canceled?
No.
You don't? Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Now, yes, Miss Shannon, I would like to hear your opinions. Go ahead, boo.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
So what my thoughts on all of this is, I want to say it's the culture that we're in now. It's a cancel culture, as you stated before, yes. Right. But be realistic now. 90% of the people who get canceled for real, real, real deserve to be canceled. saying we're gonna cancel this person and literally not canceling them is that's the culture. Just saying cancel culture, that makes it cancel culture. That doesn't mean that that person will be canceled or people will stop listening or buying or watching that person. That's never the case. So with this cancel culture part, I don't believe in that. The entire situation with Donley and the baby mama, the baby, the entire situation, I think it's too much. I think we should forgive and forget. But to me and my personal thoughts is I will never forgive this bitch, and she will stay right where she's at with her disrespectful self right there. Cause I'm gonna put her in that category of where I hold that girl from Fifth Harmony who disrespected
Camila Cabello. I knew you were gonna bring her up at some point.
She is gonna be sitting right there at the table with her in the senior citizen section, waiting to be played, which will never happen. That's my thoughts.
Here's what I think, and it's funny that you know you're seeing this because you were singing a different tune
when
in our meeting, bitch. You were singing a different tune when we last spoke about it.
And as you always stated, let me work from you. You always said I'm able to go ahead and change my mind on it, bitch. I've gone ahead and processed this for 24 hours, and now I change my mind. I do not feel like this bitch should be forgiven. Period. Per.
Per.
I sound so weird saying all of that shit.
Right? That was so funny coming out of it, because that's my thing. That's my
thing. That purr from Sanjay and that period.
Purr. Purr. What's she doing? See, I don't need to record her.
But listen, I do believe that as humans, we're definitely allowed to do dumb stuff, especially in the name of love. You know what I mean? I think she was genuinely into this person.
You always said love is stupid and love is blind, so don't even laugh. That is one of your
favorite. I'm admitting a laugh. Oh my god, it wasn't me. Yeah, Sanjay.
The point is, I'm looking at it at this, you know, at this viewpoint, in the sense where I do believe that she was just young and dumb, and she made
a very
big mistake that unfortunately jeopardized her career.
Early 20s.
Okay. Oh, damn. She looked like she's in her 28s or something.
No.
Damn. Okay, then. Okay. Oh, see, now I'm talking shit that she's still a Yamed, but she's still have her training wheels on then. I didn't know. She looked like she was 28 or something.
Not 28.
No, she looked very, 25, 26. She didn't look like she was 20. Or whatever age. She didn't look that young.
But what I'm seeing is, you know what? I definitely understand that at the end of the day, yeah, she was so dumb. She was petty. But she's still human. And she has proven to me that she's really understand the errors of her ways. And I do wish her the best. And I do hope that she's able to grow from this, right? And be a better person in the future.
And look how the baby just dropped her, 2 weeks after the song. Like, see, this she need to learn that niggas ain't shit, too. She need to learn.
Bitch. Because that's fucked up. She
need to learn. Because...
That's fucked up. But anyways, let's move on. So, we're going to move on to Prince Harry. Now, they're going to be doing an exclusive interview with Oprah. Now, I don't remember exactly when this is supposed to air. So, I want Shane to just jump in and just to give us a bit of a backstory about this, what we know so far about the impending interview with Oprah Winfrey. And also just a brief backstory about Princess Diana and the royal family to this moment.
Yeah, ask it too much. No, that is a long history of stuff to try to say.
Bitch, I send you motherfucking emails, so don't try me.
Oh my God, we are not gonna do this.
Shut up, shut
Can
up,
we get
shut up,
on?
shut up. This bitch is gonna send me something 9 o'clock in the morning and expect me to do a full-on investigation like I'm a fucking tabloid in like what?
Bitch,
And
we had a full-on conversation about this,
Robin, people have lives. It
regardless
doesn't revolve
of when the
around
was sent. We had a full-on conversation about this. Don't be
you.
tripping.
Bitch, when
you hide,
Right.
that's what you're going to say when you hide during a
Not
conversation.
tonight.
Don't you listen to me if you come back tonight.
You know what? That's why a bitch got to be prepared. That's why.
That was a heavy one. Come on the stage, you know.
Robin,
Come on the stage.
if you were prepared in life, you would have been at a better place. Don't try me today, please.
I'm trying to get a scripture. I'm trying to get a scripture. Quick, 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 quick,
Yeah,
quick, 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 quick.
but I don't. Robin, Shane, go ahead with what you have.
And
Robin,
yes, go ahead. You guys, you both can share what you have.
yes.
Miss
Because I'm
Meghan
interested in hearing this
and
stuff.
Prince Harry, oh, sorry, no longer the Duchess and Duke of Sussex.
They are. They still kept their names.
They cannot be Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
They can they can they cannot be named. They cannot go out and use the
Yeah, they
title.
can't use the title anymore, so they're stripped. Because I remember Prince
Using
Harry.
it, they're just regular
No.
Meghan and whatever, Harry.
We're still using the title to name them, though.
Oh, they're going to, because that's how we know them as. Because
Oh, okay.
even when
I didn't know. I
even when
didn't know
Princess Diana left, they still called her Princess Diana, even when she
Yeah.
left. But she wasn't
Oh.
in yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, continue, Shane. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Thank you for the educated.
Mr. Harry and the Mrs. Lovely Meghan Markle are now commoners. So horrible to say that. They're now commoners because they have been stripped of all their royal titles, including Harry for all his military accomplishments, which I find really horrible. That is totally horrible. But they are speaking out against allegations such as bully and defamation that Meghan faced while being a member of the royal family.
And still is facing,
And still
still
is,
is facing.
but there is a report that
Because
was
there
published.
was a new,
Oh yeah, there's one that was
yeah, a
published
new
6
report.
hours ago of a bully allegation that is faced by the Duchess of Sussex, how she used to belittle her staff and so forth. Which, I mean, would that is a really, really highly false allegation, because anybody knows this woman knows that she literally came from nothing. She may be a very pushy person, as they love to title her, Princess Pushy, but she knows what she wants, and she you have to do it how she already had it planned out. She is a woman that is confident in her damn self. I have to give it to her. Yes. But there are allegations that Prince Harry wanted to get a breakaway from the royal title because of fear that he and his wife, well, his wife may face the same impending doom that his mother faced back in the day.
Wow.
Allegations that the royal family executed the plan to kill Princess Diana.
These are all allegations,
All
by the
right.
way.
I did say allegations, but thank you, Robin. Thank you.
Allegedly.
But yes. Sanjay, how do you feel about the royal family killing off their heirs?
I heard about that from a tender age growing up. So for him to grow up seeing that happen to his mom and he come and do the same thing, marrying outside. I was like, you know
To be
you
fair,
were doing.
Charles was forced to marry Diana. Diana was not necessarily a full-on commoner.
Oh.
She was raised to be married to a royal.
Okay. Those what do you call them, countess or
She
whatever
wasn't a
those
countess
people would have
either. She was
been
just a lady. Was she?
okay,
At that time,
lady,
yeah.
yeah.
She wasn't a countess.
But my thing on it is just let them be. Like, what my thing is, why Oprah? Because she wanted, she just wanted to be in everything. Why could they just do a little mini documentary or something?
Huh? Could I go make somebody else interview them?
Yeah, why Oprah? Yeah, I'm not looking at Oprah, but why Oprah?
Listen, no. Let me push pause right here. Stop. Push pause. I think that Oprah Winfrey, of anybody else in the world, apart from, of course, Barbara Walters, would be the perfect person to interview the Duke and Duchess.
Former Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Listen.
That's nice.
But I'm surprised you wouldn't talk about your mama Wendy. I'm shocked. I am shooketh.
I am not going to address that, but I stand behind the decision to have Oprah Winfrey to be this person, to really get what we need. Because if there's anybody that is going to really seep into the conversation and really pull out what we want to hear, it would be this person.
But wait, Shannon, who do you think could have done this interview? Since you had so many comments, who do you think could have done this interview?
Gail. The list can go on.
Listen, the reason Gail did that R. Kelly interview was because nobody cared at that point. And Gail ruffled his feathers to the point where this nigga wanted to fight. I'm not going to forever get that interview.
Yeah,
Gail is a hardcore interviewer. You know what I mean? She goes
she learned for from the best. I have to give it to her. She did do good. But in that instance, R. Kelly's case was being drawn on. Nobody really cared at this point. They just wanted to see him suffer at this point. Nobody cared. It was too deep.
Yeah.
It was too damn long. So I wouldn't say Gail would be a proper fit. Do you have anybody else?
Who would you say?
I said who would you say? Perfectly fine. She has done all of these hard investigations and journalism back then. So she literally stands at the pinnacle for U.S. entertainment.
Oh.
I don't think
Oprah just want the tea.
Girl, Oprah, and to be the she first gonna get for that interview them in the one.
Listen, I'm excited because I want to watch what's going to be said because what's being said about this interview is that it's going to be very eye-opening and there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be revealed.
Honestly, I don't see what.
But my question to you all, because you all know more than me. Here's my question, because I would like to do this. What has the brother said since all this?
They stopped talking from way before he broke away from.
I heard that because the wife weren't getting along.
Apparently, one time he called Meghan Markle that woman. Harry took big offense to that, especially.
Harry loves your wife. Does.
Yeah.
Harry loves your wife.
But
I saw an interview where someone was talking about I don't remember who he was and was like,
I think William lost out not marrying for his love, especially because they claim that he and what's her name, Kate, were perfect match made in heaven. But I don't think he fully loves her. He loves the whole idea that he'll be the new king soon to be.
And he wanted to put the perfect image together and everything. And
family image.
To me,
about love.
To me, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, in my delusional, fantastical brain.
Also, your everyday life.
I think they have the best.
I would love to see them more, just to be king and queen than his older brother.
If we were to look back on this centuries later, they would be the perfect, they would be the epitome of what a love story is.
They would be like a rebel.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
they
wait,
challenge
wait.
Political, royal, social constructs so that they can, you know, be safe and, you know, be with each other.
But it's funny how we look so deeply on them, but yet we brush Prince Charles aside when he was told never to marry the new countess, whatever her name is again, Camille, I think. Yeah, like he literally went against everything that his family was saying, And especially because his great grand uncle did the same thing. Or was it his grand uncle? His grand uncle.
But what say you, Shannon?
Vacated the throne. So,
what's your opinion on this, Shannon?
I was trying to pull something up. My whole thing is, I feel like they are bullying her to the point where she have to, like, literally leave and all of this. And it's, I think everything that the media knows and is hearing is coming literally from them. I think they were not happy with the choice he made. And so they are doing the same thing they did to his mother, which he, in the clip that I've watched, is basically saying to Oprah. I don't have an issue with Oprah doing the interview. I just think Oprah, does shit. And then when she asks the questions and say the wrong things, she tries to justify it. But I'm not going in depth in all of that. I think what they did and what they're doing now is very much perfect. And I also want to make mention, because everybody skipped over this, she did win her lawsuit against the Sun Media in London.
Over
$2 million.
0.1 mil.
So it's, and she is donating all of that money to
all her legal
needy people. So it's really and truly good for us to see stuff like this happening now in the era that we're in. And with that big cancel culture and all of that, why don't y'all go cancel the queen? Why don't y'all go cancel them?
To be fair,
they need to be canceled because they are being bullied. They are bullying a black woman in this essence. So why are we feeling like this is okay? We can go ahead and tear down Don Lay. So why can't we tear down the entire palace and their racism and their classism that they're having over there? Why can't we do that?
I mean, to be fair, that is a whole different country and rules and regulations that we're not a part of.
Listen,
but I believe what you're saying, for real, because if we should push certain media to them and push certain aspect, like you can, by pushing certain narrative or certain things to the media, can have them
right.
Wait, things. Well, yeah, putting them under the spotlight.
What? Why can't you make a difference?
Yeah.
To what? What are you saying, Shane? What are you trying to get out of that country?
No, I'm agreeing with the cancel the queen thing, but I don't think Meghan Markle is completely innocent in all this, because she has been called Princess Pushy long before she became an actual princess.
All right, let me go riff up before let me say this to you. I'm gonna repeat. I'm quoting from Nicki Minaj right now.
Okay.
So because I'm not a man, and because I don't have a penis, and because I want what I want and I want it how I want it, I'm labeled disrespectful.
Ooh, I love
I'm
that
labeled
quote.
A bitch. That. I'm labeled a bossy person. I'm labeled all right. these type of things because I want what Be I honest. Want and I want it how I want it.
But,
so that's I don't know what that what the fucking word misogynistic or whatever that word is. I think people is wrong.
But the thing is, we don't know why she is called Princess Pushy. We just know that it was a term that was pushed onto her.
And if they are pushing that onto her, that's exactly what they did.
Because there was
in no reference actual... to why Nicki Minaj said that.
There was no
that's the same thing.
But you know, how funny it is. Kill him. I ain't taking wife. I'm bringing back to fair. Let's see refuge in your country. Let's seek it in here.
But that's what I'm
so.
They are in England. They are in Canada. No, that's where they live.
They're in Canada.
They live there. No, but they're bi-coastal. They go to California because she has jobs there that she's working with Disney on right now. But basically, what I'm saying is that as Shane is stating, we're in all different countries. We don't have effects, or we cannot. What the hell?
Social media does have effects.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say, Shane. You cannot
say the same way we're pushing the same way we're pushing hell for SARS. You can push it to cancel the
queen. Of course, you cannot say one person can make a whole lot of difference. How are we getting these racist statues down now? How the hell are we getting them down? Everywhere across the world, racist statues are being removed.
Yes.
So what are you saying, Shane? We can do this. Never say we cannot do this. This platform that we're on right now is literally opening doors for us to make a difference and to make a change. We are in as 2021, we should not be saying we don't think this will work. That should never come out of our mouth here while we're on this platform. Maybe behind closed doors or a personal meeting, but not on this platform. If we're trying to make a difference,
do not push
the narrative of saying this cannot work.
I understand your point, but my opinion is my opinion.
And you're free opinion. I'm just correcting you.
On that note, so we're just going to jump into our other segment. So we're going to recap. So, Shani, no say, are you jumping?
Yes, as I was ranting just now.
As usual.
So, listen, Shane, I'm trying to get down. So, you know, it's a climb to get up there. It's a climb to get down. So, anyways, let's dive into this, guys. You know, the Golden Globes happened over the weekend, the past weekend. So, you know, we're late, but we still are going to dive into this. And it was hosted by Emma and Tina Fey. So, you know.
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Thank you.
Hey, Emma. I was like, Emma Watson?
Thank you, Robin. So,
you're welcome
from high school.
So, we are diving in to all of this. We have, this is the 2021, and we have a lot of things that went down. For Best Picture in Drama, that went to Nomadland, which I think is a really good show.
I never watched it.
It's on Hulu now. I was glimpsing over it. It looks like it's a really good movie. And I realized that Hulu is getting really big now on these Golden Globes, these big platforms of being recognized. And it's really, I'm seeing it. These little platforms are stepping up. Best Picture in a Musical Comedy went to
Borat.
What's this called? Borat.
Borat. I can't remember.
Borat. Yes. Subsequent movie film.
Borat subsequent movie film. Like.
Yes.
I think I may need to watch that. It's on Amazon Prime. I think I may need to watch that. I'm shocked that it beat out Hamilton, though, for real.
Time the music by Sia, Palm Springs by Hulu, and The Prom by Netflix. Yeah, they were on
top edge. I actually like The Prom.
I like The Prom, too.
And my girl, you know, she won Best Actress in a Motion Picture Drama, Miss Andrea Day, for the U.S., United States versus Billie Holiday. And you know Billie Holiday is that's my show. I did watch it, and I think she deserved, was a fucking good actress in that show. She did deserve, she went over, but she won over Viola Davis, Vanessa, and Frances, and Carrie. Those are actresses that she won.
No, but listen, this was like, to me, like one of the biggest wins, you know, of the night, because this has been her first and only major motion debut role. And she beat out people like Viola Davis, Frances McDormand. Ugh, like this was a huge win, especially for a Black woman.
So, and with this win also, this is a win that has been, it's been 35 years since a Black woman has ever won this category.
Mm-hmm. Who was the first winner?
Andrea Day.
Andrea Day. No, who was the first winner?
Oh, I didn't get in all of that. Sorry. I didn't hear what you asked. I didn't dive into all of that.
Oh,
I didn't
no.
find out. But yeah, it's been 35 years since a Black woman has won. Also, best actor in a motion picture drama, Chadwick Boseman, as you already know, for Ma Rae in Black Bottom. And he won over a few top actors here too, Tommy, Anthony, Gray, a lot of those people from different shows. I don't know which shows they're in. I didn't get into all of that. Also, best actress in a motion picture musical comedy. She won for I Care a Lot, and it's Rosa Pick. I think that's her name, Rosa. You watch the movie Sanjay, I Care a Lot?
Oh yeah,
No, I haven't seen it
Oh, it's
yet.
on
I Shannon, you gave me. I
Netflix
watched. Oh
movie.
yeah, the one that you gave me. I'm sticking to
sorry
that
for
one for now.
interrupting. It was Whoopi Goldberg for The Color Purple
That's the first.
in
Oh,
1986.
damn. That
Wow.
was a long time ago, for real.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoopi.
Yep. Also,
And also, what's so funny about this as well, just sorry for interrupting, but a lot of persons don't know this, but Diana Ross also played the role of Billie Holiday in a movie called Lady Sings the Blues that was also nominated for a Golden Globe at the 1973 Golden Globe Awards. So that was one of the reasons why Andra Day said that she didn't want to play it because she know that there was a movie before that Ross played and she didn't want to, fuck it up. But she committed and she did her thing and
and she won.
I'm gonna skip a few of them, but I'm gonna go to best supporting actor in a motion picture. And his first name is Daniel. I don't want to mess up his last name because it's an African last name, so I'm not gonna really try to say it, but it's
Yeah.
Judas in the Black Messiah. You guys know that guy, right?
He's
Yeah,
he
yeah.
won.
Him.
Yeah. So we got give him the props. And for best director in a motion picture, it's Ailee Wong. Oh my God, this is a she won over Regina King, David Fincher, and Aaron Spelling. And she is from the Asian community.
Kudos.
So be
Oh, Daniel Kaluuya.
That's how his name is pronounced?
Kaluuya, yeah.
Girl, me not spoil nobody name. I'm gonna like when people spoil mine. So let's keep it pushing. Best screenplay motion picture was by Aaron Scars. I don't know who that is. Most of these people, I don't know who they are. First time hearing them. Best picture in an animation, which our boy Jamie Foxx scraped that up for Soul, which is on
Yeah.
Disney Plus, if you
Disney
haven't
Plus.
watched
I would
it.
recommend it. It's a very good movie.
Yeah, he won. And our girl from won, but let me tell you the category first. Best television motion picture for Queen's Gambit. Robin, that's our movie. That's our movie. And she won. And
He won two Golden Globes that night.
oh, and you know what? She won over some of my best movies for 2020. Because she, remember Normal People I was telling you about, Shane? She won over that. And Small Axe on Amazon, really good movies. Y'all should check them out.
And she won over Unorthodox as well, because that was a
Unorthodox,
really good
yes.
one.
And Undoing Thee, she also won over that on HBO. So, she's good. And yes, she did win a second one, which is best actress in a television motion
Television
picture.
motion picture.
Yes,
She
she did
deserved
win
it.
that too.
Sis ate. The children was hungry. She acted her butt off.
She fed.
And also for best television actress in a drama series, Emma Scarson. She did one for the crown, that's what it's called, the crown.
The crown, yeah.
Yeah, the crown.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people keep pushing. Let me keep pushing. I'm gonna skip a few of these, but I'm gonna push through. Best television actor drama series is Josh Kawanar. Also, best television actress in a musical comedy. You already know who this is. From Schitt's Creek, The Mother.
Catherine O'Hara, I think.
Also for
Right?
best
No.
television, I think her name is Elizabeth or something like that.
Something.
Best television actor in a musical comedy series is Ja. Oh, sorry, Jason Sars. We can't say them people are last name.
Jason Sudeikis and Ted Lasso.
whatever, we can't say that shit. Best supporting
But
actress.
for me,
Okay, go ahead.
no, I was just saying, like, for me personally, I was only there, for the black people. So, yeah, rep for the black people, support the black people.
Yeah. Best television supporting actor in a television, you know, a John Boyega, and I can pronounce his name because it's English, and he's from Small Axe. Y'all probably know him. And he won over the guy from Schitt's Creek and the pin person from the boy band. He won over him too. And Donald Sutherland from also Underdoing. So, you know, that's a big win for him. And that was it. That's all the wins I got for the night. And being honest, for me going through all of this is like 5 or 10 black people. I mean, not exaggerating. We go through like 7 pages of people. All of them are
And you're
people,
part
yeah.
black.
But guys, what's your take on all of these wins? What did you think?
To be honest, I felt like a lot of these wins were really, really deserved. I think a lot of them were really deserved, and I love to see the diversity of the
Oh
nominations.
damn, I was supposed to read something. I don't know, remember where I put it. They're having a problem with them though, as you were stating just now about the diversity and whatever. So some people were trying to boycott the board of the Golden Globes and talking about their issues that they're having with diversity of selecting these movies and who win and whatever, whatever. I was reading it on Twitter, but this is all allegedly. Because somebody from the New York Times did an investigation on how they selected, I think I found it, how they selected. So it's the Golden Globes organization with no black members, a rejection of firing of decisions in 2020. So an investigation from the LA Times has revealed this. And bam, a lot of things have been shaking up over there. But be honest now, Robin, there's no black members selecting anything on this board. What diversity are you talking about? Go again.
Should I just love forgot to talk lady?
I okay. So definitely understand what you're saying, because due to the fact that there's no black person really on the board, that it would be an issue for a real black experience that is captured in mainstream media to be really shown and to be up for these type of awards. Definitely get that. So in that sense, there is that lack of diversity. But I do feel as though the ones that have been able to slip through the cracks and have been recognized, we are starting to see them more and more as the year goes on.
Sanjay, what's your thoughts on all of that?
I didn't watch the Golden Globe, but
I
congratulations to all the
wouldn't.
nominees. Just being nominated is it's good, and congratulations to
What
all the
do you think
winners.
about
I didn't
the
watch it. The diverse thing not being whatever. It's been like that a long time. Like, people only try to change shit now when the cracks seem to get wider and wider and wider. Get it diverse, don't get it diverse. It's been like that before. Don't want to push it now and be diverse because we see the bullshit now. Not even see the bullshit now, because your crack is it's getting bigger. I really don't care.
Okay, Shane.
I mean, like, I do agree with Sanjay, and I looked at the nominations for all black actresses that have ever been nominated for that category. And the fact that this woman won, I definitely need to watch that movie, because she went toe-to-toe with some very good nominees over the years that have not won a Golden Globe. So I need to watch this movie.
Shane, can you like literally speak into the speaker, please?
Yes, my apologies. What I'm saying, I have the things that are on the nomination of Golden Globes list I haven't watched, so I'll just need to go check it out and see if it was worth the win.
I watched it, and I'm telling you, it's worth the win. She really did.
I mean,
United States versus Billie Holiday. It's on Hulu.
You're going up again, like over the years, like 2020, Cynthia Erivo got put up for that, and she did not win that. And I do love Cynthia Erivo in Harriet. There was Viola Davis for The Help. She didn't win that either. Halle Berry for Monster Ball, which she actually won quite a number of awards for, but she did not get the Golden Globes either. So I'm like, there are people that have done this nomination and haven't won it. So the fact she won it, I have to watch all those movies to make a very good consensus of if it was worth the win.
You should. And you will, I'm telling you, we're going to catch up back on that, because we will be enjoying it.
Yeah.
Continue, Robin.
That's right. All right. It's the last segment of the night. So we do have less than 15 minutes. So we want to try to wrap this up. All righty, guys. So this is our round table talk. You know what I mean? This is where we're going to put it all there on the table. And we're just going to just talk about stuff that affecting us. And one of the biggest thing that we have an issue with right now is the fact that COVID is still fucking going on, bitch. Like, it's literally been a year since COVID has hit the Western shores and just changed how we have operated as a society, as a nation. And our lives have been impacted, and we have to readjust. And I don't know about you, but bitch, I'm fucking tired. How has it been for you in the year that we've now been living with COVID?
It's crazy. I think life as we know it, as the new normal, as I've stated before, life, as you stated before, is now our new normal of wearing a mask, of going out, panic attack. Like, are we going to come back home sick? Are we going to get our family and friends sick? Mm-hmm. Is this going to be what we're going to... How long do we have to look for this? What is this going to be forever? I don't know. Like, I can't wrap my head around all of this. But what I really and truly is trying to see is that there is going to be a light at the end of this tunnel, because we have three companies that came out with vaccination, and a lot of things that the government is trying to do. I think this government that we're having now is looking brighter in a future where we can see some things happening and see the motions going, like there's a better tomorrow. And that's what I just think that I'm going to put me involved, us as a people, me including, we need to do way more better. We can do better, but sometimes we just get so complacent in the mode that, oh, we don't have to do this right now. We did this yesterday. Right. You have to be consistent in how you take care of yourself, look out for yourself and your family members too, and even a stranger, because you don't know. You might be saying, oh, I'm healthy. And you don't even know that you're not really healthy, because you don't know if you have it or not, because it doesn't really show its symptoms.
Yet. Right.
And that is crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
So, Sanjay, I want to ask you, right?
To what, the COVID
How has it been
situation?
readjusting?
I didn't do much readjusting. I've been adjusted for a year in before it happened, so I had nothing to readjust to. I've been home, I've been in my house. The only thing I had to readjust is wearing a mask, which is kind of hard sometimes because I am a heavy breather, so walking up a flight of stairs with a mask on my face feels like it's literally killing me. So yeah, that's the only thing I don't like about it. But I can remember back when we used to, like, I not say all of us, but I used to look at the Chinese because the Chinese been wearing a mask for a very long time. I was like, why are they over there wearing? I was like, look at them. And look at me now. The dummy in the mask as well. I was like, okay. So yeah, that's the only part I had to readjust though, putting on a mask, because
Look at
that
us
it feel like it's killing me.
Like for me, one of the biggest things that I hate, kind of like readjusting is the fact that there's no dining anywhere. We have to like wait outside in the hot sun, a long fucking line just to get service. Like that is literally put take a lot of things out of my life. For me, for like the business stuff, I just think about the whole fact that I have to go to
So
stand in a long
question to you,
line
Robin. Do you think we'll
practice.
ever get back to a point where someone cough in the public area and we don't get real frantic? Or because I see someone cough now and I'm like, oh child, let me set my mask straight. Because so do you think we'll ever get back to like someone coughing and we don't? Cause
Listen.
I used to go overboard with coughing because I think you should cough and put your hand in front of your mouth. I
Listen.
just don't like when you cough and your hand is not there.
The other day, I felt like I had
Oh yeah,
COVID,
so
but
you're
you
gonna
remember I
get
told
something.
y'all, by the way, I don't have COVID. Letting y'all know I don't have COVID, okay? But the other day, I was having some coughing issues, and I know what it is experiencing that firsthand where you cough and people will be like, oh, bitch. So it is not a good feeling. And honestly, I don't think we'll ever go back. Like life as we know it, guys, is forever changed. I mean, I think we can't ever go back to like the old days. We have to just accept, say, yo, like even if this pass, we have to just accept, say,
That
yo,
this
like we're
yeah, this
moving
will go
on
down
to
in history as
different
well. Yeah, this will go
spheres
down in
of
history.
history. Know what I mean? Like things never ever gonna go back to be the same. We're not gonna have the same sense of normalcy as we once had. And I don't know about you guys, but like when I watch, some old shows or some old TV shows and I see people all just, happy go lucky, free running up and down
But
and
Robin, but
major
even I don't
concerts.
quote to even but even
And I'm
Jamaican
like,
favorite our
ew.
parents' favorite word to tell us, outside is not going anywhere. Look at outside now. I grew up on that. Like outside is not going anywhere. Don't
You got
stop
outside
fighting to
now.
go into the world. It's not going anywhere. Where is the world now?
Bitch, we're spending our 20s. We're spending the last of our 20s inside. I'm trying
Messing up
to
the flow of money,
get
because we're
packed.
supposed to be our generation of time to make some money, and they're trying to hold on to that shit.
So, Shannon, I mean, Shane, how do you think? Do you think that we'll be able to really bounce back from this? Because no, this COVID has now affected so much of our lives. It has affected economy, it has affected financial institutions, it has affected persons both mentally, physically, financially, everything that you can possibly think of. This virus has fucked it up. Do you think we'll be able to bounce back as a nation?
It is quite possible to bounce back, but things will not be the same as Sanjay keeps reiterating. Things will not be the
It's not
same
what?
as Sanjay made to light. Like, a lot of things will change, how we view other people, how we view our health. People will now take it a lot more seriously, which is good. But me personally, for me, nothing much has changed except for the financial aspects, because I can use COVID as a means not to go out with my friends. I can use COVID as a means not to see people. It is really a blessing in disguise for me personally. For me, yeah.
Even
Is
the
it
mask,
though?
too. Yeah, some kind of mask, because you.
For
The
you?
mask, I really do hate the mask, but the social aspect of it, I really could
Listen,
care less.
but Shannon,
Yeah.
let me ask you a question, right? Let me ask you a question, sis. So, despite the fact that yes, COVID is out there having the best time of her life, would you allow COVID to stop you from living your best life?
Girl, COVID has stopped me from living my best life. Yes. So it's not a would, it still has. I think people who are going the extreme of going out and doing all these social things, I'm not knocking you for doing that. But me personally, I just think it's not safe for me right now. This vaccine, as I stated before, is
Yeah, the
about to
Johnson
open
Johnson.
another door for us to see what, especially the Johnson and Johnson. I heard it's like
And it just need one
60%,
shot, yeah.
60%, yes, one shot, and it's 60% ac accurate, but the others are 95%, but you have to get two shots. But I will prefer to work with the Johnson and Johnson because later, as Sanjay had said before, you will hear a hand come out,
Were
Johnson and
you
Johnson
a
suing
victim of the
whatever fund.
Johnson Johnson vaccine in 2021? If you are,
So you're doing this to be a part of a clique?
you may be compensated.
You're doing this to be a part of a clique to get into new position? No.
Had to lighten the moment, but guys, no.
As you guys said that, you know, like Jamaica is also set to receive 50,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines from India. We should have gotten them sometime already. So that is, you know, set to roll out very soon. And of course, you know, so we're gonna have the frontline people, essential workers, teachers, stuff like that, we're gonna start to be able
I
to
heard
get the
ITIL BPO
vaccines. So
bought
I'm
some for
excited
their
for that.
for their workers.
I don't understand that. You're saying essential worker. So the teachers are going to be safe, but the students can catch it.
Those teachers are going to get are going to be one of the persons that will be able
No,
to
but
be
what I'm saying,
vaccine and like the
that
J.
is bull crap because the teachers themselves will be fine, but all the kids are at risk. Yeah, that makes
It's
much
not
sense.
only in Jamaica, here too. They always vaccinate
No, but I'm saying the
overall.
logics of
Okay.
what they're doing, the logics does not make sense, but to each of them, they know what
Save the
they're
teacher,
doing.
they have to
I'm not
teach. The
running a
kids don't need
clinic.
to know nothing.
So when the when I like student them, that are who the teacher them, why we have the
We
teacher them?
procreate again. I'll start fresh.
Same thing are gonna happen again.
Same thing. Yeah. I don't want to stray, but I just saw something while I was just scrolling through, and I just want to let everyone know that we still haven't had any information about just the missing body of Jasmine Deans. You know, she's still missing, still no information has came out, and there's a documentary about, you know, Jasmine Dean and how she's still missing and no information has come through. There's a documentary on that, and I implore everybody to go and watch it.
Have you watched it yet?
I'll drop the link. Oh, no, it hasn't released as yet, so I'll drop the information on my Twitter so y'all can check that
I don't
out.
think I want to watch
Question
it.
though,
So
Anatis,
yeah, I'm just
Huh?
don't think I want to watch that.
Shane?
No, I don't think I want to watch that.
Why? Why?
Jasmine, that's a girl in Jamaica that's been missing.
Yes.
What are
Yes,
they
promising for more than a
what are
year, I
they gonna
think.
do? Make a documentary or something? Or a video or something?
They did.
Yeah,
They
the
did make a
documentary is already made. They're gonna put it out. It's
Oh,
about to
I
come
would watch
out
it. I
in a
never seen a
few.
Jamaican documentary like that before. I would
But
watch it.
Shane,
Exactly.
Shane, why don't
Never
you want to
watch
watch
it.
it?
Because there are so many instances of cases such as that. What makes this one so life-changing that we need to air this one? Why do we need to dread up the past and
Listen, I understand that you want to be.
what, Robin? Because you love interrupt people. Why you have to say?
I understand that you want to be controversial yet brave, but in this instance, I do feel as though your remarks are borderline
Oh my
insensitive
God, with this freaking
to
sensitivity. God.
the families this missing person, where she has been missing
What
for
Robin, you
over
didn't
a
get the
year
answer.
and
You didn't get the
sometimes
first
there's
time he
more.
asked, though. He's
Robin,
asking me
it's not
why,
worth
what made this, why would I want to watch this when she's not the only person that have been missing?
No.
Why this video?
But is he's talking about
You know what?
sensitivity.
Yeah,
Who says all
exactly.
cut
I'm not trying.
are on
I'm
your
answer the
face?
question
You
about the thing about
with
because I
about
agree with
family
you
that's
too.
missing.
Like,
Who
what makes
said
she get a
different person
documentary and not
missing?
everybody else? But start somewhere because I think she's the first. So start somewhere. So I have no. Yes, let's start somewhere.
Definitely. I feel like there should be
But I think the
more
documentary should be about
effort
every not only
into.
her but other people also that's from Jamaica that's been missing that haven't been found.
Robin loves to
Yeah.
paint people. So Robin is saying I'm highly insensitive
But I'll watch it because I would
because
love to see
as I
how
said,
they
it was a
do the whole
documentary.
settings of that situation. I'll watch.
What were you saying, Shane?
I think this is a
I'm saying
great
Robin likes
move.
to paint people. No, Robin is calling me highly insensitive and controversial because I do not want to watch a documentary about a missing child.
But aren't you though? Aren't you
Robin,
though?
did you finish watching all the documentaries Shannon have sent you, including the one for Alex, whatever your name did be?
Bitch, I don't have Hulu, sis.
Girl, don't you have a website that you used to watch anything pun? Don't try me. Me call it all of yours.
I have a question to ask
I don't
all three
aren't
of
new
you,
to this Google.
not including this.
Not know what that you're talking about,
Is China
sis.
still is
That's
China
allegedly.
still battling the coronavirus?
Hold on, you're all going at the same time.
Sanjay is saying
Yeah, I don't want
something.
to talk this dead people thing. Let's keep it live. The corona thing is China still battling the coronavirus or they're good now or whatever. Do you, any one of you know?
Yes,
Oh, they're
still
still
battling
okay.
it. Yes, they are still battling it in
Okay,
the
because it
rest of
seems
the
very
world.
okay.
Yeah. All right, so back to the corona. Guys, the only thing we can say to you is don't be
But
out here risking y'all.
Robin, to add to that as well, because Shannon can attest to this. Shannon, nobody care because if we spoke about this yesterday when I told you that at my work, we don't have any weekends off because they're booked from now until all the way in June. So it's Corona. Where y'all going?
To
So
live your damn life,
sorry.
you only have the one. YOLO.
They have done last year, so they gotta make sure
Yeah, so
they
they're
do
going.
it this year.
Yeah,
And they're doing it real
YOLO.
quick.
Listen, I feel like people are choosing to forget that Corona is like out
But
there, out large, child living its best
Robin,
life. I feel like
you
people
are the
are
last
trying.
person to be throwing stones.
Cost
Don't
nobody comes. I'm hot right now.
What do you
I
mean
just
by
want you to, if you're going out, be safe with it.
that?
Don't go out and leave your mask and wear it on
Thank
your
you.
nose
I
or on
agree
your
with
laptop.
Sanjay.
Go out if you want to,
Robin.
but keep your mask on. Like I see people wearing their mask on their laptop, their chin bottom, their ear on their
Be
yeah.
safe.
So
If you can't get your vaccination, go get your vaccination. Just be safe.
As I just saw on Twitter, the Texas
Yeah,
governor
I saw that this
stated that
morning. Yeah.
Texas is open and it's ready to go for
Oh, he's
business.
back.
Yes, yes he's
All
back.
COVID restrictions
He's
are
back.
down
Back.
and
Oh,
yeah.
COVID restrictions are lifted and everybody needs to come to Texas. So the residents of Texas, the Texians are being mad because they're saying you should not
Wait,
be telling
who said it,
people,
Shannon?
governor.
The governor, the same governor
The
that got took on a
governor.
plane when he was cold and left with his family to go get some warm.
Yes, ma'am. That, no, that was the senator.
I was
That
like,
was the that
I'm like, because they all effed up somewhere down in Texas.
So the residents are being mad and stating that you guys, listen, as they're stating here, it's very serious. If you're from Texas and you listen to this, wear a mask. Don't listen to them dumbass government people, because when they're stepping out of their house, they are
And they got
definitely
their good
wearing a mask.
vaccine already.
Okay? Already. Probably they probably already been vaccinated and looking at y'all killing
And laughing.
yourselves off and not.
And
Of course. Just
investing
invest more money in
and
vaccine.
investing some funeral homes too. 'Cause
You know what?
why
Of
not?
course.
Buy some if you
Because
can.
I remember when COVID just started, they were like, oh, black people are not gonna
Yeah, I
get it. You
remember
remember,
that too.
Robin, we
Black
were
people won't
talking
get
about it?
nothing. We cut
Yep.
differently.
I remember because they were dying at a disproportionately large
And
amount.
when black people started dying from it went from 0 to 1,000 in a day from black people dying. And I remember when everybody was like, oh, only white people dying from this disease. Oh, it's a white people disease. Oh, it's a this person disease. It's not our disease. And when white people, when black people start dying and they realize that, oh, we cannot get it under control. The black population is going too fast. This is, we don't know what to do. Everybody started panicking. We don't want everybody know what? You gotta make sure you're doing what you need to do. Stop listening to these white, old ass white men who do not ever they don't even know how to live in a black person's skin. They would never survive. Don't listen to these people. If you are brown or you're black, do not listen to these old white men, okay? Don't listen to them. You need to take your precautions. Take your hand sanitizers along with you, your mask. Make sure you're covered. Don't
Them
listen
from
to old
me
white
them from
men who
cartons
run.
and yes, they say never tell me twice. Me eat them.
Sanitizer. Oh my God. I always have hand sanitizer when I used to work at call center. So
Me
nothing.
too.
The only thing I've seen that is bad as well, since Corona is the bus system. Like on a bus now, there's only one person to a seat, so people be leaving work and that's the last
That
bus
is.
going down. And if that bus is full going down, that's it, sis. You have to walk home. That's the only thing I don't really like that much. Yeah, it's
Oh,
one person to a
that's
seat,
good. Yep.
and you cannot
That
stand in the
doesn't work.
bus, even if the bus is full and it can take one person just to stand at the door. No, you can't stand at the door. No.
There's.
Alrighty, guys. So that wraps up our roundtable talk for today. Oh gosh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So we're just gonna jump into, I hope you have our quote of the week, okay? Because I'm coming to
Quote of the week. Oh my God, I can't reach out today.
While you find the quote of the week, Shannon, what's our word of the
So,
week
our
today?
word of the week. Oh my God. Our word of the week is John. Not John Doe.
What?
I'm kidding, Robin. Oh my God, be more light-skinned. Damn. My God.
I am light skinned,
You're
though.
definitely not, sis. Keep it cute. I'm
I'm
pulling it
looking
up.
them hands out or them can't
How did you
stop.
get it?
Oh my gosh, y'all are so unprepared
Right.
today.
I was so prepared for
Wow.
everything else but this. Stop she and make she and stop because she love drink.
Wow. Malaiko, everybody
I'll start. Let me. If you don't program
something.
yourself, life will program you.
Oh. I
Oh,
think it's
God,
to the
this is a
people at
program.
the
Rob,
back
Shannon, drop off.
Like you thought Shannon, so.
Wait.
Shannon,
You
that past your
say.
time.
But
Go ask me when you
Shannon.
come back. Shannon, that hurt you. Who program you? Pretty girl.
My sister,
Oh,
what's it dead?
God. He if said, you don't if wow, you don't program again, yourself, life will program you. Life.
Wow, that's deep though. So Shane, what is our wine of the week?
I guess a nice bottle of Pinot Grigio from Ruffino would be a lovely delight for those nights when you're just trying to have a nice book reading and watching TV or chilling with your friends while being safe.
And where can you find that wine?
Any major supermarket that probably is not in Jamaica. It is a bottle of wine from Italy.
You can't get it at the Progressive?
Brand owner, I think, is Lumina. I doubt that. Progressive is very progressive, just not.
What the one at Freeport? What's it called again?
No, I think.
Okay, and you're back, waiting for the others to join. My body is empty. Okay, Shane is here, and there we go. Wonderful. I'm
sorry, I don't know what just happened. But I want to spin my word of the week into a movement that is going on right now, Women History Month. And I want to make this highlight of Viola Davis, a Black woman, a triumphant woman who has been through her struggles and now is triumphant in her victory of what's going on in Black Hollywood right now.
Nice.
Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
So, since we're absent, someone said that you took offense at somebody that programming and that's why you drop off. So we want to know who are programming.
What? What happened? What did I just walk into? What just happened?
I'm just saying.
I don't know what the backstory is. What was the backstory? Why did that be mentioned? What happened?
No, man, because when Sanjay said, if you, what was it that you said, Sanjay? Huh? What was the quote?
Oh, something about triumphant and
oh, yeah, whatever. Hold on. Come here, minimum. I got to watch me text. To me text. I mean, I was texting a person. I said the quote. Oh shit! Something about program. You. And then I said, then your phone got hung up, and I was like, "I would the program Shannon. Shannon hang up your phone. He must have feel a word. Hang up your phone again." But let me screen. I thought I screenshot.
Oh, let me. I want to respond to that. The only person that can program me is God, and I do not. I don't answer.
Preach.
I do not answer her. To a man or a woman. The only person I answer to is the one up above, who's okay. Jesus Christ, God, the Messiah, any name that you want to call him. That's the only person that can program me.
Yes, ma'am. And,
her.
I want you to tell him. Anything else? So
the song of the week is We're
Good. Drink. Minnie, you're the wine of the week.
We'll bitch in it here.
All right, Robin, continue. Bye.
The song of the week is We're Good by Dua Lipa. Now, guys, I love this song so much. I literally have it on repeat. It's on her Moonlight edition of the album Future Nostalgia. She dropped about 4 or 5.
We don't have time for the backstory.
All I'm saying is it's an amazing song. It's definitely one for the clubs, you know, one for the feelings. So go ahead and stream We're Good by Dua Lipa. All right, so we've reached the end of another wonderful program of We Got Issues. Just remember, if you're a first-time listener, just go ahead and just like, subscribe, share, and follow Aloe over social media. And, interact with me and tune in again for another wonderful show. All right. Bye, peoples.
Bye.
Bye.